joined now by someone who's grooving along to that supreme slice of yacht rock. It is, of course, Colm McGrath, who's with us, not to tell us about his love for Christopher Cross, but for all things pop
culture.
What
are you saying? I kill you. You're right. You're a man.
Oh, no, I thought it was Colm McGrath who came in. It's actually Conor McGregor.
The Notorious. You're a man.
The Notorious what?
We won't finish that sentence. How's it going? How are you getting on?
Great. And I am keen to hear about this remake of Roadhouse. Now, people of a certain vintage will remember back in the glorious 80s.
1989.
The wonderful Patrick Swayze starring in this.
Yeah, similar storyline. So the main character in this one is played by Jake Gyllenhaal. He plays an ex-MMA fighter who's hired as a bouncer in a roadhouse.
So that's the kind of modern update. He's an MMA fighter.
Exactly. So basically he's hired to protect this roadhouse, this bar in the middle of the Florida Keys, and to protect it from some developer who wants to take it on and build this huge thing. So he gets in the way between the big bad developer and the lady owner of the roadhouse. Now, listen, let me set up my stall here first by saying I looked forward to watching it because I wanted it to be a romp. And it was. And it's not meant to be a comedy, but I laughed out loud in loads of places.
But unintentionally.
Yeah. It's very lighthearted. And some of the characters, some of the other bounds, some of the gang members even are lighthearted. But this has baddies that aren't, like, the masculinity is gone from them almost. Like, they're not big, deep-voiced, like, fellas are going to kill
we're
you.
We're talking about Arnie or Bruce
they're
Willis
kind of
or...
foppish-haired and very good-looking fellas, like, who obviously have a good skincare routine. And they're very unlikely bunch of baddies, and they're on motorbikes, and you'd probably see them on a scooter if they were here in Ireland. You know what I mean? So the whole story is, and this doesn't give away anything, right? So Jake Gyllenhaal is Dalton Elwood. He's hired. All the pawns are sorted out very easily, but then he comes up against Conor McGregor,
who's in trouble now.
Who's the baddie of the baddies? So before we talk any more about it, let's have a little listen to the trailer.
Before we start, do you have insurance?
What?
Your coverage good? Like, you have dental?
Oh, haha.
Is there a hospital nearby? Is it, like, too far?
About, like, 25 minutes, I'd say.
I just slapped you. Are you all right?
What?
So you like to fight? You ever win?
No one ever wins a fight.
A friend of mine suggested I come talk to you. I own a roadhouse out in the Florida Keys. Lately, it's been attracting the wrong clientele. I can pay you good money. Judging by your car, you need that.
Well, I like my car.
Think about it.
I'm disappointed, Colin. There's no Conor McGregor in that trailer.
I kept the best for last.
Oh,
I have separate Conor McGregor all this. And partly because most of the trailer doesn't feature Conor McGregor, to tell you the truth. So
How much of the movie features him?
Okay, well, so he's the guy who comes in halfway through to sort out the mess that the original baddies couldn't sort out.
Okay.
So he's not in all of the movie. He's not in it from the very beginning. But he's in enough to make an impression, to be fair.
Like, does he have many lines?
Yeah.
And does he deliver them anyway convincingly?
No. He doesn't. And like in the movie, he's beefed up, right? He's really, like, they've something done to him. Like, he's puffed out, like he's just ready for a road, like he's covered in tattoos, and he's a really good looking baddie, if that makes sense. So he's the baddie you think could be a baddie, as opposed to the other lads don't really look like baddies.
He doesn't bother with the skincare regime that the others do.
No, not really. But what they didn't get rid of was he's thick Dublin accent, right? So let's have a little listen. I've got two audios for you. Let's play the first one first. So this is him in a couple of different clips from different scenes in the movie.
Hey, fellas. Looks like you're having a smacking Dalton! I got a tip for you. Don't let no one get this close.
Once Knox is on the job, it's over, baby.
I have to say, that sounded not much better, but a bit better than I had envisaged in my mind.
Like, can I just say, normally we get to the end of this chat and you'd say, would you recommend it? I'm going to tell you right now, I do recommend it.
But for all the wrong reasons.
But not for the reason they're selling it. First of all, it's on Amazon Prime, by the way, so it's not a cinema job, so it's streaming already. So if you've got Prime, you have it. You can get Prime for a month free if you want to sign up and do that. But it's so he's trying really hard to be a movie baddie.
Yeah, like I can hear he's, you know, there are some people when they read lines in a program or film, it's like you can actually tell they're reading the auto cue.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's delivering those lines with gusto.
He is. Well, but look, if he's nothing else, he's a showman.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, his history is that he's a fast talking showman. He puts on a show wherever he goes. So, but he overacts this for that reason. He's a larger than life character in real life, and he's a larger than life character in the movie as well, right? Now, it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous, or the ridiculous to the sublime, because some of the things that happen in it are crazy, right? So, like, there's one scene where a baddie meets his fate by being thrown into a crocodile. That's one thing. There's another scene where Conor McGregor is absolutely butt naked as the day he came into the world, walking through like a villa, and you can see, you can't, there's no full frontage, but there's full, you know, you can see the back parts and all that sort
would
of stuff.
Would have put you off your breakfast?
Possibly. But I mean, he's a fit guy, so yeah. I mean, you know, it's fine. So that's in it. There's also like some of the characters are like pantomime characters, so it was done in a budget. There's some fight scenes that were filmed during an actual UFC night, and I can't remember the night it was.
Yeah, because I remember seeing that, and then Jake Gyllenhaal actually came out and they filmed the fight.
They filmed the walkthrough to the octagon on an actual fight night. So I mean, it's the real deal, you know.
Yeah.
So let's get back to Conor and his acting skills.
Yes, please. Let's.
So let me just set the scene for you. So this is a particular scene where the developer, who's a kind of a spoiled brat of his son, his dad is in jail but pulling the strings from jail. So he doesn't know that his dad from jail has sent Conor McGregor's character to sort things out because the son wasn't able to. So this is when they meet for the very first time. Now, this is where you'll find McGregor's acting skills in here.
I got a message for you from your father.
A message? Your father? And what is this message?
Yeah, Ben, right? Jerry, son. This is where I'll store my stuff. And that master bedroom up there is mine.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Your dad says you've been f***ing things up. He asked me to lend a hand.
How would my father know? He's in a prison rotting himself.
Don't be silly. Your father has spies everywhere.
I wonder what's
your
going
father,
through Jake Gyllenhaal's mind when he was in those scenes. It's almost like listening to... It's like... I don't know, the van colliding with Miami Vice there. Just two different worlds that should be together.
Yeah, it's gas-like. And like all of the scenes he has with Jake Gyllenhaal's character are fight scenes. So they're fighting each other the whole time. And there's headbutts and eye gouges. And they're larger than life fights as well. And like from start to finish, the movie would have you on edge. There's so much fighting in it. Like. Mm. And again, it's almost unbelievable because like at the opening of the movie, Jake Gyllenhaal arrives in the hospital, but he's got a knife stuck in him and he's Ramboing it. Like, and he's tearing the knife out and fixing himself up with duct tape. Like, it's a bit ridiculous. The whole thing is a bit ridiculous. But please watch it.
I have to say, Jake Gyllenhaal, he looks like he put in the hard yards to prepare for this. He is ripped.
That man is absolutely bursting at the seams of fitness. Yeah. Like, he's just, it's unbelievable.
Life isn't fair, is it?
And there's some, if we did what he did, you know, probably be okay. But there's some scenes in it where he's doing workouts on a boat.
That'd be the end of our problems.
And the man is ripped. Yeah. Absolutely ripped. So as a movie... I laughed a lot considering it's not a comedy. but did I enjoy it? I absolutely enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. It's not credible as a movie. It'll be in the Razzies rather than the Oscars. And a lot of people will watch it. And you know what? What's next for Conor McGregor? He's done it all now. And he's been on the press tour at the minute, himself and Jake Gyllenhaal, talking to various journalists and news agencies from around the world and TV shows and stuff. And he's looking... quite like he's enjoying it, you know, himself and like Gyllenhaal's answering all the actor type questions. Yeah. McGregor, I'm just there for the ride, baby. You know,
I'm
60
sure,
G's.
I'm sure they're having the crack as they tour the world on the presser. And with the Razzies as well, I can't think, was it Halle Berry or...
she turned up and collected hers.
Yeah, in a kind of ironic way, but in an appreciative way. I suspect Conor McGregor, if he wins one, he'll
be there.
Up with bells on.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, it's streaming on Amazon. Roadhouse, the remake, I mean, go for it.
You know.
You've convinced me. I'm going to give that a watch. Okay, that was Roadhouse. Celebrity Big Brother, is it all over? Is it done and dusted?
Thank God, yeah.
you found that tough going.
We have Louis Walsh doing the rounds of the... Now, he didn't win, he came fourth, right? Louis Walsh is doing the rounds of the TV. Like, he was on This Morning yesterday, and when he was on, he was talking about how much he regretted saying what he said in the Big Brother house, particularly about Ron and Keating and others.
But he
didn't mention them. But he did say he regretted saying the stuff, but he wanted to remain himself and be honest. So he's not saying he didn't think that stuff. He's just saying he regretted saying it.
So there's a touch of, I would like to apologise to absolutely no one.
Absolutely no one. And David Potts was the winner. He won it. And your man Kuzmitz, the dancer, came second. To be honest, Alan, it was a bit of a non-runner for me. I decided at the start of it to get invested in it. After the first show, I couldn't anymore, and I didn't. I just followed it on social media and through tabloids and stuff.
I suspect you took the better option there.
I think I might have. I always go for the likes of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but this Celebrity Big Brother thing, it doesn't appear to be for me.
No, you're more of a roadhouse man.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. A roundhouse man. There you go.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Oh, that was fantastic. A movie I never thought we would be talking about.
You should watch it. You should definitely watch it.
I know, I'm definitely going to. Yeah. Roadhouse with Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal. It'll win some sort of award. More likely to be a Razzie than an Oscar. But thank you very much, Conor.
My pleasure.
For bringing that to us. Put a smile on my face and I haven't even seen it. So,
there you go. There's a lot to be said for it, really, isn't there? Like, you
know. There really, really is. Thanks very much, bud.
Yeah, all right,
sorry. All right, sorry, kid. There you go.
Thank you, Alan.